Today's daf is daf Yudches. So we got to the top of Yudches Amud Aleph, a few lines down. We're in the middle of the discussion, Machlokes with Rav Huna and Shmuel, I believe, about the halacha. If a person says, Harini Nazir Hayom, whether or not that second Naziris will be Chal. The Gemara had brought a number of different rayas, questions back and forth. I think it was Rav Huna and Shmuel, right? Yeah. So the Gemara now, four lines down from the top of Yudches Amud Aleph, says, Mesiv Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna asks the following question. Nazir lahazir, the pasuk says. Mikan, from here we learn, Shah Naziris Chalah Naziris. That's the double lashon Nazir lahazir to tell me that one Naziris is Chal on top of another Naziris. Shiyach, one would have thought, Valo Dinhu, isn't it a Kavah Homer? Ma Shvua Chamura, Shvua is more severe, yet Ain Shvua Chalah Shua. So Naziris to Chalah, Naziris is much more Chal than that of Shua. Lokoshkin, certainly, the Naziris shouldn't be Chal on top of another Naziris. That's the initial Kavah Homer. So the Gemara says, that's what it tells us. Tamalomer Nazir Lahazir. The double pasuk tells us, even though the Kavachomer makes sense, the pasuk says that's not true. Mikan she Naziris Chala Al HaNaziris. The Naziris, in fact, is Chal on top of another Naziris. So Gemara wants to know, what exactly is this case? Hey Chidami. Ilema Dama Harini Nazir Yom Harini Nazir Lemachar. Like everyone agrees in that case, Naziris is Chal on top of another Naziris. HaKrabai, do you need a pasuk? That's pretty obvious that if you add another day onto the second Naziris, certainly that Naziris will be Chal. So that couldn't be the need for the pasuk. Ela lav damar, is it not a case of damar harini nazir yom, harini nazir yom? That very issue we've been talking about, saying nazir twice on the same day. Yet the pasuk, the drasha tells us vikatani naziris chala naziris. So this is a question to Rav Huna and a support for Shmuel that a harini nazir yom, harini nazir yom, in fact is chal one on top of the next.
What is harini nazir yom? What is a woman?
This we did yesterday's daf, where he said, a person says, I want to be a nazir today, and he says the second time, I want to be a nazir today.
So what's the difference?
What do you mean? What the difference is?
Okay, so what's
the difference? No, that's machlokas. We saw it yesterday's daf said it was machlokas. So this is proving that it works.
But what works?
That if you have two nazir, that you have to be
certain rules.
You have to pee.
So
you
what is again nazir?
Right. So we saw, again, we saw this yesterday that the nazir is chal two different times. So it's chal once. You have to count 30 days and bring a carbon. And you have to count another time, another 30. Then you have to bring another. Sorry. 30 days, bring a carbon, then another 30 days and bring another carbon.
So 60 days.
Right.
Oh.
Okay. So there is a kasha to Rav Huna, who again says, Harini Natayom does not work. This says that it does work. So the response to Rav Huna is, lo. That's not the understanding. This is not a case of Harini Natayom twice. This is what he had answered yesterday, that even if Huna will agree, if you say them both at one time, Harini Nazir Hayom Shtei Pamim, if you use that language, then they will, both will be Chal, since you took upon yourself twice in one moment. Okay, we'll get to the rounds in a second.
So he says that for him the Pasuk comes to teach that option.
Exactly, that's the point. The Pasuk tells us that works. So I think the Rishonim are bothered, what do you need a Pasuk for? That would seem to be pretty obvious. Let's see. Right. If you see the Rush asks this question. See the Rush? It's around three deeper maskels down in the Rush. We all have different tushadaf. It's kigon shekibo lav shnei nizirs mevas achas. The Rush writes, im amar harei alai, if he says harei alai shnei nizirs l'chor pashas, I mean, Rishona. That's pretty obvious. It's going to work. Right. We need a pasuk for it. Ela kagon shetala b'achila, that you're being told in achila. The other option we said yesterday was, a person says, harini nazir hayom imachal, then he says again, harini nazir hayom imachal, and then he does an achila, so then both of those naziris will be chal, because he made both tanai in both those statements. That's the half a minute. The saga daita chamina, kol ma shetala b'achila achas, chad the naziris hi. So if a person's tali in one action of eating, you might think it's only one naziris. Kamashma on the pasuk tells us, no, that both naziris will be chal. Okay, there's a long run to do here. Let's do the run before we get to the rest of the Gemara.
When we say the Batsachas, yep. 10 to 0, someone we said on the last stop also, in that case, the Chal at the same time, right?
The Chal at the same time, yeah. Yeah. We said that, who explained that on the top? That's part of the Chal at the same time, yes. So if you look at the run now, the run says, Hacha b'mayaskinan, this is around 10 narrow lines down in the run. Where the person took upon himself both Naziris at one time. Kolomar, as you said, that's the pasuk coming to tell us that the Bas Achas does work. Im Tomar, Lahai Kolomali, what do you need pasuk for? Pshita, the Havlik Omer Harini Nazir Shishim Yom, it's obvious. I mean, a person says, we've learned already a few times that Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yom. The reason we know that the Gemara tells us is because the says the word Yehiyeh in the Pasuk by Nazir, the Gematria Yehiyeh is 30. That's the Gemara tells us in a few places. So Stam Nazirus is 30. But if I wanted, I could take a Nazirus forever. I could take a Nazirus for 60 days. I could take a Nazirus however, as long as it's 30 days, I could be as long as I want after the 30 days. So if I say Bevas Achas, so what, of course it works. It's like me saying a Nazir for 60 days. What's the Chiddush?
So the Ron seems to hold Bevas Achas is called one after the other.
So that seems to be, as what you're saying before.
Because I think maybe some of the return Bevas Achas rather than Bevas Achas. Because why is he comparing it to 60 days? Mashma turns it around that even if it's Bevas Achas, it's one after the other. And if you look up, actually, look at the Ron Yinami, Bishop Kibbul of Shnei Nazirus Bevas Achas on the fourth white line.
Right, kilomet kia gavna chayl tarvahu shere einachas mem kodemes lechaverta dinema shel tuchal shnei achreha. Right, we did say that this might be an issue of neder besoch neder versus neder chalal neder. Neder besoch neder, that's what we speak about 2 days ago in the Mishnah, that only if you use neder besoch neder, only works if there's one extra day, then it'll be chal within the other neder. This being a neder chal a neder, but we never shifted gears here though.
But if he says, if he's mekabel shtei nezirus bevas achas, everybody agrees, no machlokes that it's chal, that it's chal twice. He has to do two nezirus.
Right, well, so the issue is that, right, that's what it sounds like, but Adam's pointing out, that sounds like above we were talking about that both of them are chal at the same time, that you're actively keeping 30 days of two separate nezirus, though.
In which Gemara?
The end of Yitzayin of the days, we brought the other case about someone who was Ma'afir Shekorban and then they were Shaul on the Naziris and worked for the second one.
Yeah, but that's because he went to that's because he asked for a Shelas Chacham. He tried to get rid of one, not because he. I mean, if you don't ask, you get two. He went and he asked for a Shelas Chacham and he got rid of one of them.
Mm-hmm. The second teretz that he gave there.
Oh, the second teretz.
The second teretz was Inami from the Kibbutz Shnei Nazirus Bevas Achas.
How many lines up on your design on the base?
On the third line.
Sorry?
That was on the third line of Yitzchak Samaral.
You know, it's talking about two separate Naziros. The issue, yeah. I think it's certainly talking about two different Naziros. That you have to keep two separate counts. 30 days plus 30 days. I don't think it's a ride from the round above that. It's one on top of the other one.
No, because here.
Yeah, say it's in back in the mission also.
Then you have to get 30 and then plus another 30.
Harini Nazir, and that's the whole focus.
No, according to here, the Inami is only if he says Harini Nazir Shtepe Amin or Harini Nazir Imochel. If he just says Harini Nazir, he has to hold 60 days. He has to do it twice.
Right.
Hare Nazir. Right, but if you say Hayom Hayom, since they're both on top of the next, so he might be repeating the same thing and nothing's chal according to Rav Huna. That's machlokes.
The only time you have a machlokes between Rav Huna and Shmuel
is Hayom Hayom.
Hayom Hayom. If it's Hayom Machar, right. Everybody agrees.
But the question is, what's chal though? So Adam thought maybe it was, but I think that everyone agrees that what's chal, if you assume what's chal is 30 days plus 30 days. That's
right.
If you don't think it's chal, then there's only one 30 days. I don't think it's overlapping each other. Okay, so let's look at this Ron now. The Ron says again, Vim Tomar. What's the chiddush of Bevas Achas? What do you need a pasuk for? It's like saying I'm a nazir for 60 days. So Yeshlomar, Ilavkra, had we not had a pasuk, I would have thought, you count 60 straight days, b'ritifus, and then you bring a carbon after 60 days. For us, a krav v'ashmina, the pasuk tells me the shtei nizirus. Nazir lahazir means two separate nizirus. Chalukin hayu v'alkol shloshim megaleich mevi carbon. After 30, you shave and bring carbon, and then you count another 30 and bring a carbon. But the hamina was if you said shtei nizirus bevas achas, you would think 60 straight days. The pasuk says no, 30 plus 30. Izel perishmu zual nachon. That's what the Ron says. I think the pasuk pshat is. And then he says, however, right, isi liktas mefarshim shenitchu lahamida lomar. They think a nifrim shot l'chayiv shtei shtayim al achilachas. Kamar. They think what the Mishnah is talking about, not two nizeros, but you're violating two averos. She'af be'inun zeh chamer nedim b'shuva. So he goes on to explain this in rejection. We don't need to go through the whole rejection, but it's a completely different shot. How to read the Mishnah. Not that you're chayiv two naziris, but maybe what Adam was suggesting, that you're chayiv twice on one naziris. That's the other pshat, which Iran goes on to reject. So if you go down now, six wide lines down in the Iran, Hilkach, in mine at least it's a little bit bold, Hilkach Naktinen. So six wide lines down, the Iran says, Hilkach Naktinen, Dechi Hecha De'en Shvua Chal HaShvua, L'chayiv Shaim, Kachay Neder Chal HaNeder. Just like we hold one shvuah is not chal on another shvuah, we saw this already. Ein mushra, a person that has already chayv in a mitzvah, you can't take a shvuah on top of another mitzvah because you already have a shvuah. So one shvuah is not chal on the next shvuah. So two, one nether is not chal on another nether. That was again against that second shot. We passing that doesn't work. Vim amar konim alai kikarze, konim alai kikarze. If you say that this object is also to me, and you repeat that same thing, this object is also to me. Einu chayv el achas. Dechi tana yesh nether b'soch nether. Dafka limnos shtei naziros, who daminam kidiksivna. That when I say nether b'soch nether, it doesn't mean nether chal on top of another nether. It's not 30 days and another 30 days on top of that overlapping. It's no 30 separate dates from another 30 days. Right. That's what works.
Yesterday we learned that there's a machlokas, right? Some hold that you're chayav twice.
Well, that's what the Ran just suggested, which we didn't read
which he was holding on the Ran.
Right, so he hears, so the Ran quotes up and rejects it. But he's assuming that a nether cannot be chal on another nether. If you're going to take such a nether and it will work, it means 30 days and then another 30 days, but not one overlapping on the other.
From the same chepta.
From the same chepta, you cannot overlap. Once it's aser, you can't aser the second time.
Exactly, so why it's... You ask yourself, why? What would the connection to 30 days? 30 days in the zirut?
No, Naziris works that... If you do 30 days straight, and then you take another Naziris, so it means you have to count another 30 days separate.
We're talking about Neder now.
Right. So Neder, he says, you cannot take a Neder in one object, and then take that same Neder in the same object. It's already us.
It doesn't work.
Right, that's what he's saying, yeah.
So what the connection to 30 days and another 30 days about Neder?
No, Neder is about the object that does not work. Naziris does work. Naziris is about days.
I understand.
So what's the question?
Neder, meaning you mentioned 30 days, that's what confused me.
30 days by Naziris.
Naziris,
right.
Not Neder.
Correct, oh, yeah. So then,
unless
yeah.
Unless he specified for 30 days.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Then the Ran continues to explain, Mihu, Laha Milsa Adifa Nedar Mibishus. But there is some instance, even though now we're in agreement, that both Nedar Mibishus, one cannot be Chal on the next. You cannot have a Shua on top of a Shua, nor can you have a Nether on top of a Nether. But in this following respect, Nedar is more is better or stronger than Shavuos. Why? Shanadarm chalan al hashvuos vein hashvuos chala al nadarm. That's interesting. Din he's saying ketad. Let's say your nishba sheyochal kikarz. I'm making sure that I cannot eat this object.
But shvuah is about the gavra, not al.
Yeah, no, you're right. Very good. So that might be the reason why this is going to work. So nishba sheyochal kikarz. He says a shvuah about eating this object. V'charkach asra alav b'konim asra lachlo. So I guess maybe he takes a shvuah that he will eat it. Probably. I'm making sure that I will eat this object. And then he goes ahead and makes a nether that object is also to me now.
So he cancels the shvuah.
Well, it doesn't cancel, but he cannot. Now he's stuck. I think he cannot eat because he's a nether, but he can't not eat because he has a shvuah. But they're both chal. Unless shvuah sheyocha means a shvuah that I won't eat.
That's
part of the ambiguity we saw already a few days ago. But let's assume it means shvuah that I can eat it. And then he says a nether that object is also to me now. That nether will be chal. Like we said above, that koneim sukkah shani oseh lulav shani odo to aser. You can aser a sukkah to yourself from a nether. Even though I have an obligation, a shvuah, to sin the sukkah, to shake the lulav, I can aser it to me. So the nether is chal and a shvuah. Ubevada, he explains, the hechi hecha the nether chal ahan dvar mitzvah chal nami a shvuah. So certainly, if it's chal and a mitzvah, which is already a shvuah by force, certainly a nether will be chal and a shvuah that we might make from a reshus. She mitzvah v'shvuos shtein iser gavrahein, like you just said, they're both iser gavra, v'chal alayo iser chepsa nidharm, and you can then add a iser chepsa through a nether. Livatlan b'shei v'altasa.
It's a little bit obvious, no?
No,
yeah,
the question is, what's the thing?
I know. But I mean, the guys, I'm not going to eat this. And so this is also to me. It's almost obvious.
I guess, but you have to speak out, I guess.
I mean, it's good that he explains. Right. I'm saying I don't think that anybody would have a doubt about it.
I don't know. Once you conceptualize it, saying that the shua is about Gavra, then it all makes sense,
right,
I guess.
It makes sense, right.
Right. Now, he writes further, Efshe Gamkein, She Kishem Shaneder Chal Al Shvua, Levatala Kachu Chal L'Kaima. So just like a a nether's chal neshua to prevent you from mekayim neshua, it could also be chal in order to help you mekayim, fulfill the shua, meaning what? She nishpa shelo yochal kikarzo. He said to shua that I will not eat this object. The chazer v'asu alav. Then he asks the object as a chepta, the koneim, v'achlu chayv shayim. That nether will be chal also, even though in this case you're keeping the shua, both will be affected. The chayin bedin sotu im levata lehain chalim lekayim kol shekein. That's the svara. If it's going to work to be vatal, certainly it will help to strengthen the kiyum.
So, why are you stuck?
No, if he says that, then if he doesn't eat, he's fine. The only, if he eats, he's chayav and both.
No, because I'm a sro alav bekunam, v'achlu chayav shtayim.
Right.
Meaning you over the shvua and you over the nether.
Right, but if he doesn't eat, then he's okay.
No, but before that, he said
that... If you take a shvua to eat, and then you make a nether that is usher to me, then that both are going to be effective. Now you're going to be violating an isser, whatever. If you eat, you're violating the isser of nether. If you don't eat, you're violating the isser of a shua. But they're both going to be chal. Yeah? Okay.
So.
I'm not saying the Ron saying this. Now the Ron continues to explain umahu time of that very reason gufa. The Ksivani that I wrote above, the Chayim the Shrua lesser Ella Isser Gavra, it's only an Isser Gavra the Shrua, Kiyamar Konim Misosef Be Isser Achepsa. It adds on an Isser Achepsa. Aval, in contrast to this, Eina Shavuos Chala Al Nadarm. A Shrua is not Chal on a ready pre existing nether. Lo Levata Lo Lakaim, in either direction it doesn't work. Shim Aser Al Atmo Kikar, and he says, this object, this bread is Aser to me. The Chazer V'Nishba Alav, then he goes ahead and takes a Shavuos Shiyochalenu B'Shita Sheinu Rashal Achlo. He can't eat it already, so that Shavua Gavra won't be effective. The Chaynami Nishba Alav Shalo Yochalenu Eina Over Al Mishim Bayachlo.
That's why he mentioned the first one, because the second one is a Chiddush.
The second one is a Chiddush.
This one here is a Shtik of a Chiddush. Because you might think that he would be Chal.
Right, he doesn't explain all this, so let's see. Let's see, and now he gets into the svara. But lek lemeimer, you can't say the chihecha de iser chapter nedarim chala iser gavra the shuos. Just like we said above, that it does work. The nether is chala the shuos. Hachanami, maybe we should also say iser gavra the shuos lichol iser chapter the nedarim. Don't say that. This is the chiddush as you're saying. Mishum de benedarim chihecha de ase be iser chapter iser gavra nami ispu. Nedarim is somewhat, it's both. Shareim bechemin shenesar alav kai alav lo yachal dvaro. Pai lav iser gavra hu klal lo tasa shibatora. But v'haylav iser gavrahu. So a nether is not only an iser chepsa, but it's also an iser gavra. That's what he's being chadashir. Hilkach ein makom nashuah shetoch al nadam. There's no room for the shuah bichal. Okay, brings you Yishalmi apparently to support this.
That's a big chiddush. That if you say konam alai and then you say I won't eat this, it doesn't chal. It's interesting.
Well, I'm saying that the svar makes sense because if we're saying that nadam is chal on the chepsa and also on the gavra.
Right, but we never heard that to now.
We never heard that to now, correct.
Right, but the point is the Isra is the same.
Right, but in the case of the Shvua. Right, but in the Shvua is also the same when he goes and he says...
Right. No, but the point is...
When you do the opposite.
Right, but Isra Chesta only makes sense if the Isra Chesta on the Gavra, right?
Yeah, but let's say he makes a Shvua and he says, I'm going to eat this, and then he says... No, let's say what he says both. He says... I'm not going to eat this. And then he says, this is konam on me. You would say he's only chayav once also.
Right, but the point...
No, because, yeah. Again, there's iser gavra. So this object is not... there's no intrinsic iser to this object right now.
No, but though. You could say that when he says, I'm not going to eat this, he's already answering the object on him.
Well, so that's
and, what and if he says right. Konam, you could say that he's only going to be only chayav once, because he already has...
Right. It's hard to say that by Shua, because we've already seen Gemara's in the Ron that the Isra Shua is only on the Gavra. No one else is affected by this other
right,
than...
But till now we also saw that that Isra Nether is all only on the Chepsa.
Right, so that's the as you said, that's right. The Chiddush is.
Right,
the Chepsa,
but now it's not...
But it's also Chepsa alive, meaning this piece of bread on me. Or...
Right, I guess it's specific to him. But okay, it is specific. The object is also to me. So
right.
He's saying that both of them are very, very much involved. It's very possible in the beginning of the Ron may have said this also, and based on Aleph, I don't remember, he may have integrated the Isser Gavra to Nadarm. But anyway, that's the cloud that comes out of all this. Okay, back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, "My chumah de shvuah." The Gemara had above told us that shvuah is more chumah than Naziris, and that we would have thought... Just like Shvua, ain't Shvua Chal Shvua, so too Nether shouldn't be Chal, or Nazir shouldn't be Chal Nazirs. That's why we need the pasuk of Lahazir Nazir, Nazir Lahazir. But what exactly is the Chumrah of Shvua? So the Gemara says, My Chumrah the Shvua, mi Nether. Ilema Mishum de Chayla, afila adavar sheba mamish. If it's because shvua is chal on even things that have no mamashes, even things that are abstract, even in maisa, which is considered abstract, it's chal, so that's a chumr that a shvua has. Well, I would say the same thing. Neder nami chumr shekein chal on mitzvahs kirushus. There's also a certain aspect of chumr that nidarmer chal on things that are on mitzvahs, just like it's chal on rishus, but shvuas are not chal on mitzvahs. So, in terms of the scope, there are certain instances where shvuas chal, not nedarim, but there are certain instances where neder is chal, not shvua. So that wouldn't be considered a severity that applies to shvua only. Ella, the Gemara says, what's the chumra mishum dechsev ba b'shvua? It says, with respect to shvua, lo yinake, that there's no cleanliness, there's no tshuva option for shvua. So look, the Rush quotes from the Gemara here, the Rush, right after the Rush we saw before, ella mishum dechsev b'shvua lo yinake, v'ha chumra yisei rasa. This is a very severe chumra. Kidamrinan b'shvua, so Gemara in the Shvua Tzaf Laman Tess tells us, kol ha'olam nizdazeya kishamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yinake. The Gemara tells us the entire world trembles and shakes. There's an earthquake when a person makes a shvua. So look at the Tosos, the top Tosos here. He also quotes this Gemara. He says, "Ela mishum dechsev lo yinake b'kedamin b'shvus v'hasam ika chumros acheros." There are other chumros also the Gemara lists. V'hacha nakti hapshuta dechsev b'kad dolo tisa. We're bringing the simplest chumra, but there are other chumras as well. He's letting us know. Even though the context of the lo yinake is talking about shvua sheker, a false shvua, the side here is shvua shav, shvua sheker, whatever the difference is, we're not getting to right now. But ksiv umesnisen mayri b'shvuas bitoy, and our mishnah is referring to a shvuas bitoy, which is just a shvua person says, not shvua sheker, person says a shvua I will not eat, or shvua that I will eat, or I did not eat, or I did eat. That is shvuas bitoy. That's just making a statement. That's not making a false statement. So how could you apply a shvua sheker? I can understand by shvua sheker why that would be lo yinake. How could you go ahead and apply it to a stam shvua? So the Tosfos answers, mikol makom chumra chashivosu shavu. It's still considered a chumra.
What I don't understand of this part is that we said clearly that there are certain chumras and shvuas and the darim that are shvuas. So here is mixing. So you could just say, okay, so the first case is the chumra of shvua over nedarim, and the second one is the chumra over nedarim over shvua. Why is it a shaila?
But because we wouldn't say, you couldn't conclude and make a new halacha, basically. Yeah, there are certain instances where shvuas apply, not nedarim, and nedarim, not shvuas. But then you can't apply kal v'chomer to say that, oh, if shvuas doesn't work, so too nedarim shouldn't work. Because they both have chumras in terms of the scope of when they applied.
Right.
So we have to find a more intrinsic chumra that exists by shvuas, namely that's lo yinake. I mean, if we're working on the plane...
To apply it in which case?
I mean, there's a havmina here. The havmina was, just like, since shvuas is chumra, and shvua is not chal on another shvua, so to nedarim, which is less chumra, should not have a nezirus chal on half of a nezirus.
Oh, okay, I understand what you mean. So here it's saying that it's lavdavka, because it's also,
I mean, we can't say the chumra was in terms of the application of shvua, because the Dharma also has certain applications where shvua is not chal. That can't be the level of chumra. It has to be a different level in terms of how severe the violation is, and that violation is much more severe.
It has to be all around.
Has to be. No, we're trying to figure out, like, you know, in terms of yisurim, how do you define what's a chumra? So one way to define a chumra, you could talk about the application, how expansive it is. You could talk about the punishment. You could talk about the lack of tshuva or the... So, if we're talking, the initial understanding of the Gemara was, let's talk about in terms of application. In terms of application, shvuas is more chamer. And again, the havmin we thought where shvuas is more chamer, the havmin that we wouldn't apply nazirus to nazirus, in that havmin, shvuas is more chamer, we first suggested maybe it has to do with the application, that shvuas is more expansive where it applies, so it's more severe, has more effect, it's more powerful. And the Gemara says, the Dharma also has certain instances where it's more powerful, where it's able to apply where shvuas is not applied. So it can't be an issue of the application. So the Gemara finds another source in terms of the severity of the violation and that there's no tshuva to it. That's why it's more severe. Okay, the Gemara now, the two dots, says, Shvua shelo ochal, shvua shelo ochal v'achal einu chayv alachas. The person repeats the shvua, I will not eat this object, I will not eat this object. He's only chayv one time. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Im nishal al rishona shniya chal alav. If let's say he goes to a chacham, he says this statement, says it twice, he says to Chacham and undoes and releases himself from the first Shvua, Mimela the second one comes. The second Shvua is Chal. Mimai. How do you know this? How does Rava know this? Midlo katani eno elo achas. It doesn't say that there's only one Shvua. Rather, katani eno chayv elachas. You only chayv one, but it implies there might be two that exist, but you only have to, you're only responsible for one of them now, tells that they're both true. They're both there. And Ravcha hu delesle, there's no Ravcha, there's no room for the first shu'ot bichal. It's hovering over, it sounds like. And ki mitzshal al chaverta, when you ask and you undo the first one, then chal, and then the second one comes and falls. It's hovering, it's waiting around there for it to be effective. That's the first pshat. And lishachmina, another understanding of, is chiyuva hu deleka hashvu'ika. No, the second shu'ot actually is chal at that first moment. It just does not translate into a chiyuv, but they both exist. And conceptually, they're two different things. Okay, when a person says a shvuah two times, the same exact shvuah, everyone agrees there's only one chiyuv karbon, one chiyuv malchus. Conceptually, what's going on? Do we say the second shvuah is hovering over, or the second shvuah is actually chal? It just doesn't turn into any result. But both agree, if you get the first shvuah to be released, then the second shvuah will be an active shvuah. But was it always chal, or was it not always chal? That's the machlokus in the two lishonos. So the Gemara says, "Lemay hechsa." You know, what, I guess what's the nafkamina, or maybe what's the pesach here? I guess my hechsa. What's the pesach here? L'chder Rava, like Rava says, "Damer Rava, nishal al harishona, also lo shnei tachta." We hold that this way: if the first one gets released, then the second one is going to be chal. The only Gemara is trying to get into conceptually how it works, but lemaisa, the second shua will be chal. So lema mesayle, maybe this we can find the support from our Mishnah. Mishnah the Shnei Nazirot, Sumana Eser Rishona. It wasn't our Mishnah, it was a Brisa. Person who makes a nether, two Nazirot he takes upon himself. He counts the first one, Vihifrish carbon, and he separates the carbon. We saw this yesterday about maybe he separated first, or Vinishallah. Then he asked on it, and according to one of the opinions yesterday, was that he first asked on the, he released himself from the first Nazirot, and then he separated the carbon. Then also Lo Shnia Rishona. So here too, it's the very case where he took upon himself two Naziros. And once, and we said, according to at least, according to Rav Huna, well, actually, we'll read the Ran in a second, but there are two Naziros here, but you only have to keep one, because one Nazir is not Chal, another Naziros. But if you release yourself from the first one, then the second one is Chal, just like by the Shua case.
This is Naziros, it's bringing it right from Naziros to Shua.
Right. But so remember, we said before, well, no, we said that, no, Nazir.
60 days.
What? No, so that was a case.
Nazirayim.
Right. So that's, but if you want to have a Naziris on top of another Naziris, if I say I want to take a Naziris today, I want to take another Naziris to be Chal on this very Naziris, that will not be Chal. If you say Harini Nazir.
That's what they're talking about?
Let's read to the Ran here. Let's understand the Ran here. The Ran says Lema Masai Le Mishinadar Shnei Naziris. How are we doing with time, by the way?
I think from here there's a difference between Shmuel and Rav Huna.
Yeah, that's what the Ran's going to speak about.
For Shmuel, it has both. They're both, like you said, they're hovering. But for Rav Huna, it's
no, because according to Shmuel, if you say Harina Nazayom, Harina Nazayom, the second one will be Chal 30 days later. This is not a Raya. It's only for Rav Huna, who holds that Harina Hayom, Harina Yom does not work. So then, is the second one that doesn't work, is it hovering there? Or is it completely not there at all? That's what the Ran goes on to explain. Right? So we don't have to read that inside. Let's read it inside, why not? So the Ran says, Lema Masaile Gesundheit. Sorry, we don't say Gesundheit to you. I really should, my wife thinks I should. But you do it so often, I feel bad. So Lema Masaile. Misha Nadar Vejan Sinai Zeros. So you see the Ran on the bottom, the last Ran? Man de Mesaile, the Rava, Meha, Akarchan Krav Huna Sfirle. This Rava must go according to Rav Huna. Damar de Beomer Harini Nazayom, Harini Nazayom, Ein Nazirs Chal Nazirs. According to Rav Huna, Harina Yom twice does not work. Di Kashmuel, because if you have like Shmuel, Sfirle, Damar Hadafilu, Bichia Gabna, Nazirs Chal Nazirs, in this case, actually Shmuel thinks it would work. Maika Mesaile, what's the support, the Rava? How does this support Rava at all? Dilma Shiny Hacha, here is different. According to Shmuel, they're both effective. So there's nothing to do. Of course, if you remove the first one, the second one always existed. But when it comes to Shavuah, the second one was not Chal. So the Olam, Eim Lecha Dechemin De Lochal Hashe Lochayla. Nam Nikim Eshal Rishona. So Elevadim Mishum Deshvila Krav Huna Masayla. So he must hold the Rav Huna. Okay. Now again, even though Rav Huna holds that Harina Yom, Harina Hayom, the Nazirus, the second one's Achal, but this Gemara tells us that even though it's not Chal, it's somewhat hovering over, or maybe it really was Chal, it's just not, there's no practical application. When you remove the first one, then the second one comes into play. And to that, the Gemara responds in the very last line, that's not a support. This is a case, Kigon Shekiba Lav Shein Nazirus B'Vas Achas. The reason why this does work, why both Nazirus are Chal, is because you took upon yourself both them at the very same moment. That's why they're both Chal, even according to Rav Huna. But in a regular case, Harina Nezah Hayom, Harina Nezah Hayom, the second one wouldn't be Chal at all, and even if you did get Nishal on the first one, the second one would not be Chal according to Rav Huna.
Seriously, this is the first answer you gave before. That it could be Harina Yom, Harina Lamacha. It was Levar Mehel Yoma. You brought this as a riot of four against Rav Huna. Mar brought two tirutzim.
Aha. That is interesting.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
When we brought this as a raya at the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara gave two tirutzim according to Rav Huna.
Tosos asked his question. No surprise that Adam's Mechamim to Tosos again. We'd be got a dollar every time Adam did that. We'd be very rich. Okay, see the bottom Tosos here? Shekiba lav shtein zeros bevas achas. And maybe he looks ahead. Says Tosos, Ksas kasha. The haba mati l'dchuye gam l'Rav Huna d'amar haryom umachar, like you just asked, right? That was your question. You could have said that. Is that right? So, umai also lo l'bar mehu yoma ela pasha nakat yosa d'alsa mashma l'gamre. So they took the simpler understanding of it, that it meant alza l'gamre, and that's how they get out of it. But in a chanami, they could have rejected it, like you said. Okay. Fine, let's turn to Yud Ches Amud Beis, then Mishnah. The Mishnah pretty much takes up the whole daf here. No, that's a long daf, but... Okay, the Mishnah tells us, Stam nedarim l'hachmir, u'perushim l'hakel, Stam neder, we're going to be machmir in the way we'll interpret it, u'perushim, but if a person explains it, then we'll have, there'll be room to be makel. So, let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says, the four lines from the top, Masnisin stam nedarim l'hachmir, perushim l'hakel, kolomar, Mishin neder v'yesh l'farish l'shon l'hachmir l'hakel, a person says a neder, it's ambiguous what he means, as long if he does not explain what he means, laman is kavin, what he's intending on saying, holchin b'stamer lahachmer, we're going to assume l'chumer. But perushin lahakel, but if he explains, will be makel, impirish acharkach, if he afterwards, he explains his previous statement, v'amar l'chachmiz kavti, I had intention of the following, then we're somchin al dvar, we trust what he says, af bishu makel, even though he's being makel now, initially he said something that could have been interpreted to be machmer, and now he's changing, not changing, but he's qualifying his statement, we are going to be makel. So the Mishnah explains. Ketad, what are examples of this? Amar harei alai kabasar maliach, kiyai nesach. He says, I'm taking upon myself that this food should be to me like a salted piece of meat, or like a wine that's been poured. So im bishel, what's the gears here? Shlomim, where's the Aleph taking me? Im bishel shemayim. If it's referring to shemayim, so let's say basar maliach of shemayim, or yai nesach of shemayim of the mizbeach, then the nether would be aser, if you interpret it that way. Vim Mishal Avodah Chacham, if you're referring to Avodah Zarah, then the Neder will be Mutter. We'll read the round in a second. So Vim Stam, if he doesn't clarify what he means, then we're going to assume Aser that it's going to be L'Shemayim. So look at the round. The round says, Ketzad Harei Alai Kabasar Meliach V'Yai Nesach. He says that statement that this animal, or this bread rather, is like salted meat or like wine that's been poured. Kolomar Ketzad Kari Stam Nedarm. What's Stam Nedarm? Ha'omer Kibasar Meliach V'Yai Nesach, the Mashma Shel Shemayim. The Karli Basar Meliach, why do you call Basar Meliach that of the Karbanos? Why is it called Shemayim? Mishum Dechsiv Al Kol Karban Takri Melach. The Pasuk tells us that every single carbon needs to have salt on it. So Basar Meliach, referring to salt, is a reference to a carbon. U'mashronami, but it also implies, it could be interpreted to say Shel Avodas Chachavim, Ke Gavna Havistam Nedarim. Because if you say it's like Avodah Zarah, then that will actually go, it will be Mutter. Why will it be Mutter if you say Basar or Yain of Avodah Zarah?
Why just say Stam?
Why to say what, Stam?
Why to say such an edit?
Yeah, we don't do it why. So what's the reason why Ben Darm is Mutter? If you, let's say you said, I want this bread to be like a Yai Nesach of Avodah Zarah, or like Basar Meliach of Avodah Zarah. Why is that not Aser? Exactly right. So it's Davar Aser, not Davar Nidor. So if you say that, that will be Mutter. That Neder will be Mutter. So if you explain what you mean, so then we'll, however you explain. If you explain that I want this Basar Meliach like Shemayim, it's Aser. If you explain Basar Meliach like Avodah Zarah, it will be Mutter. But if you say Stam, though, what's the problem?
Like Avodah Zarah.
There's no problem in terms of nadarim. Yeah. Certainly, it's not a good thing to do, though. Right. But if you take a neder on avodah zarah, since it's davar ha'aser and not davar ha'nidor, then that a neder cannot be chal on, just like a neder can be chal on a pig, so it can be chal on avodah zarah. But if you're im sasam, if you don't clarify your statement, you just say basim aliyach, we are going to interpret it lahachmir, which will be aser, of course. Then the Mishnah says, harei like kecherim. So they say, this bread is to me like kecherim. Well, what type of cherim? We mentioned this already in the beginning. The first Mishnah had the lashon cherim. There's two types of cherims that the Gemara's and Erechim talk about. It's a pasuk and a psukim. Im kecherim shel shemayim, if it refers to the cherim of shemayim, which has a din of hektesh, then it's going to be aser. But im kecherim shel kohanim, is going to be mutter. That if you have, you designate a certain project, a certain property to kohanim, that's actually mutter b'hana. Im sasim, if you are silent or you don't clarify your statement, then we're going to assume lahachmir and it will be aser. Then he says, Harei la kemaiser. You say maiser. Well, which type of maiser do you mean? Im kemaiser behema, neder is going to be aser. Im shah goren, goren mutter. If it's maiser behema, which is when you have animals, every 10th animal you dedicate to be a behema, maiser behema, which is going to be a carbon that you bring, that you, the farmer brings the carbon for himself, it's going to be aser, because that's a carbon that you're making. It's a neder, davar nidor. But if you're doing it maiser goren, which is on fruits and vegetables, midirabanam, then that type of maiser will be mutter, because that maiser is not considered davar hanidur. And we saw the chuma.
Tevel was already on.
Exactly, right. That rhyme about the tevel and all those yanam. I just saw the other day that in the Yosef Engel, those who are interested, yeah, I remember this, I remember when I saw it. He talks about this issue of iser tevel and the iser chuma, the relation between the two, whether the chuma was always in the tevel or you're creating something new. Just anyone who's interested in that topic. Okay, right, so if you just look at the Ranja says this clearly, six narrow lines up. Im kemaisa behema neder aser didavar hanidorhu kishaya kore la asiri asiri veaser lechol ad sheyakivu hamatirav. That it's davar neder, because when you call the 10th animal asiri, it's going to be aser until you until you're makriv it. Now, by the way, this is just, we have time here. Not so much time actually, but. This is just in my mind right now. Ma'aser behema being called a davar nidor is a big chiddush to me, it seems. Because there's a din that, let's say, let me look around here for a second before I start saying it. Right, okay, there's apparently a tosfos here. Okay, look at the tosfos. Exactly, so that's what my question, very good. See, tosfos, in my tosfos, it's, we all have different ones, I can't even describe it, I don't think. Maybe we don't. No, it's different terms of dafs. It's Dibur Maschel V'im Shal Meiser Behema Neder Aser. See that one? I can't even describe where it is.
It's on the red at the end.
Uh-huh, okay. Very different ones.
Which one?
It's Im Meiser Behema Neder Aser.
Yeah.
So Tosus asks V'im Tomar V'halo Asiri Me'elav Havei Kadosh V'im Kein Lo Havei Davar Nidor. If you start counting the animals, you count one and two, and the way it works is they had this, you had your little pen of sheep, and you have one opening that only one sheep could come out at a time. And you had the mother, these are young, they're within the first year. You had the mother standing outside, and the mother was calling the sheep, and they were made lambs, or the baby sheep, right? The lambs would come through, and one by one, you count one, two, three, four, and the tenth one, you say tenth, you give it a little skira achas, you give it like a little mark, this is the tenth one, is designated. Now, if I count nine, and let's say something complicated happens, and then one of the other ones, let's say another animal jumps into the pen now. It ruins everything here. And I don't know which one was one of the old ones. I counted, came back in. So I don't know which one that comes out. I don't know which one's the Ma'aser Behema, which one's not. Everything gets confused. So you have to treat those animals in the pen differently. But all those that left are actually mutter now, since they had the potential to have the 10th one was ready to be counted. The 9 that left already are okay. So we see from there, that's what Gemara says, if it's Kadosh Me'elav, that's automatically Kadosh. Now, I don't know which one it is, but it's automatically Kadosh without me making that nether, without me doing that kriya, it's a nether. So it's not a nether. It's not a nether. It's Aser already Me'mela. So Tosfos answers, let's see what he answers. V'yeshlomar, debai havaris minyan. Vim hayu asara, v'natal echad below minyan, ein Kadosh kedamar b'perek ma'aser behema. L'chach mikri shabir davar nidar. What he's saying is, right, you don't have to actually call the animal, the 10th animal, 10th. But you need the 10 animals to be there. And once you have that minion, the roi, to count, and you start counting, and that, at least there's 10 total, that counting already makes that 10th one, wherever it is, already aser now. Even though I don't have to actually call that 10th one to be called, that's already considered an action on part of man, and that's considered a nether. So this is a big chiddush. This is considered a nether. It's not typically considered a nether. That's the Tosfos' struggle here.
Meaning it's not davar ha'isur, it's davar nidor.
Exactly. Right. Uh-huh. Now, okay, so there's a lot to talk about here, apparently. Okay, this is a fun topic. Oh, I didn't know this was here. Maizu Behemoth is a very good sugi, actually. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Harel ad kachuma. The person says that this kikar is like a piece of chuma to me. Im kachuma talishcha, nether, aser. If he says like chuma talishcha, it's going to be aser. And that he refers to, Rashi says, not Rashi, the Ran rather, the Ran doesn't say anything here. So he's referring to, I guess, the kesef, right? Okay, so the fund for all the karbanos and the bedek abayis and stuff, that's awesome. And those are hektish.
Right.
Now, the issue there also, is it so true the machzis shekel has a din of nether? Yes, yeah, so let's see what it says here. Doesn't say anything about that. Okay, there's a din of hektish. No one explains anything beyond that. But if you mean chumas hagoren, imsha goren says the Mishnah mutter, because as I said before, chuma, making chuma is not considered a nether, it's davar ha'asr. But im sasma, if you don't clarify what you mean by chuma, then we're going to assume it's going to be asr, according to Divrei Rabbi Meir. Because we always say l'hachmer when it comes to an ambiguous statement by Nadar, or l'hachmer. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, stam chuma bi Yehuda asura begalil mutter. Depends where you are, how to interpret what stam is. If you're in Yehuda, we're going to assume stam chuma is the first asur. If you're in Galil, we're going to assume stam chuma is chuma segoren, and therefore mutter. Why? She'ein anshe galil makirin es chuma salishcha. They don't recognize, they're not familiar with chuma salishcha, that's not even on their mind, that's not an option, it's not on their radar at all. So let's see what the Ran explains here.
They don't have with it.
So they didn't live near the near Yerushalayim. That's the point.
Yeah, but they still give.
Oh. Right. Well, so they still give. But I guess that still wouldn't be on their mind as much.
The question is right. When they say truma, for them it's almost impossible that they would be meaning truma salishka because it's not something common in their lashon.
So look at the Ran. You see the Ran, the last four narrow lines down. Stam truma biyuda asura. The fisha biyuda mitoch shayu kroven the base of mikdash. They're close to the base of mikdash. Chuma talishcha nami chuma stam kari le have le stam nadam lahachmir. That's what they would assume. Stam can be interpreted as chuma talishcha, but shein anshe galul makir as chuma talishcha says the Ran is shemitoch shayu rechokim Yerushalayim. They're far away. V'lo yur gil mitshiv b'chuma talishcha lo kari le chuma stama el chuma talishcha kari le. There's only one way to interpret it to a stam person in Galil. Hilchach ki nidre b'chuma stam legle svukei klal b'chuma talishcha shem halchishari. But if they say chuma talishcha, if they say that clearly, then even in Galil it would be Asr. Then the Mishnah says, Stam Charamim, Yehuda Mutarin, this is Rabbi Yehuda speaking still, Stam Charon Yehuda is going to be Mutar, the Galil is going to be Asr. She'ain Anshi Galil Makirnes Charme Kohanim. So you're told, so this is a geographical distinction. So let's see why. So the Ran explains four medium wide lines down, Stam Charam Yehuda Mutarin, Shah Kohanim Makirin Beneim. And the Kohanim were among the Yehuda because they lived in Yerushalayim. We're gilim becharmi Kohanim. V'kari lehei nami charmi stam kercharmi gavav mishum hachim mutarim. Because they had Kohanim living among them, so the stam chayim referred to stam chayim Kohanim, which is mutter. The hach sefer, yeah.
Stam kercharmi gavav.
Stam kercharmi gavav mishum hachim mutarim.
It's just as common.
So what's he saying here?
That's the hach sefer milas v'rusadu.
That's what's going on here. So he assumes Stam Acharamim are going to be Lakula, that the Gemara will explain to us. Okay, very good. However, Galil Asir says the Ran, Hainu Dehadr Katani Shein Anshe Galil Makirin Es Charmikonim Dimashu De Taim Ode Makirin Es HaMakirin Eilu Veil Mutarim. Okay. If you would recognize if you have Quanim among you, then they would be, both of them would be Mutar. So let's read that again in the Mishnah. The Mishnah again says, She'ein anshe again. Stam chuma b'Yehuda. No, that's the one I wanted. Stam charamim b'Yehuda mutarim. Again, the reason being is since Kohanim are found among them, it's something that's on their radar. But there's also stam charamim could be l'gavoa, so you can interpret it both ways in Yehuda. But this, as the Ran told us, that Rabbi Lazar is the author of this, who says stam the dharma is l'hakel. And the Mishnah then says, but min galil, it's us, they're stam charmim, she'in anshi gal makinitz charmi kohanim, kohanim are not on their radar, only charmi gavoa is on the radar, and therefore it would be stam, would be us, in galil. Let's see, should we stop here? No, stop here, I guess.
When does it, how would be the case of charmi kohanim?
If you said...